This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 24th. God's word for you today is place value. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 40, verse 7 to 8, and it says, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Today, we are going to focus on the book David was referring to in our anchor scripture, because people often get the concept of the book wrong. As presented in the inserted illustration, the book of my life and your life has three chapters, chapters A, B, and C. Chapter A is from birth to when you are of age. Everything that happens in this section of the book, the family you were born into, who your parents are, the kind of siblings you have, is chosen for you by heaven, and you need to fulfill your destiny. You may think that you have had a rough upbringing, but you actually need to fulfill your destiny. And the people who seem to have everything going smoothly for them need to fulfill their own destiny. Chapter A is present. You do not choose it. It happens to you. Chapter C is called the end, meaning the show is over, either by death or by rapture, if Jesus tarries. The details of how this section happens is really out of our control. Now, everything in between chapters A and C, which is chapter B, is your choice. If you say that you choose to be a billionaire, well, go ahead and be one. That is how we are wired. That is how the world works. It is your choice. The things that happened to you are in the past, and that is why it is called the past. So how do you change your life, change your past, change your circumstance, change your marriage, change your health? How do you change? One major way of changing anything is to change the value you place on it. If you want to grow and develop yourself, but you have books that are gathering dust in your house and you do not open the books or read the books, you cannot grow. You begin to grow when you put value on the book. When you see reading the book has taken you to the next level, suddenly that book changes into something valuable, and then you can choose to read the book. How do you change your health? When you value your health, you will get up and do the necessary exercises, and you will eat right. You know that you do not need to eat A, but you keep eating it even though you know it is destroying your health. It is because you do not value your health. However, the moment you value your health, the moment you value your life, the moment you value your finances, you begin to make choices that speak to that value. Let us pray. Father, let truth's shining light guide me in my choices and decisions. Make the revelation of your word make my pathway clear. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 119, verse 105. Please read.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.